hickory nuts, walnuts, chestnuts, Brazil nuts, pecans. Did I name walnuts?
Yeah. What about the kind that's in Hershey bars?
Almonds.
And on a walnut, what do you call the hard outer cover that you have to crack, the hard inner cover, I should say?
The shell.
And how about that soft covering that's outside when it falls off the tree? That I am told will stain your hands, although I've never handled one, so I don't know.
I don't know what that's called.
Okay. Then what is the kind of fruit that's grown in Florida and they squeeze it and make juice out of it? About so big?
The common kind is oranges.
Mm-hmm. And if you had had some and you went to the refrigerator to get some and there were none left, you would say the oranges...
The orange juice is gone.
All right. Mm-hmm. What is a little red, peppery sort of vegetable that's used in salads? It's a root, I think.
Red and peppery?
It's white inside.
I don't know right offhand.
I'll have to suggest it. Would you call it a reddish or a radish or what? Or relish?
Oh, you're talking about a carrot.
No, I'm talking about radish or reddish or relish.
Well...
Because that's not the same as a carrot.
Uh-uh. A radish is a round thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the red round things that are bigger, most of them are, and they're mushy, and you cut them up in salads?
Red round things? Tomatoes.
Do you have a name for the little tiny ones?
We call them salad tomatoes.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called Tommy Toes?
Yeah, heard that too.
How do you say that?
Tommy Toes.
Okay. Then we did that. Something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes, vegetable is?
Onions.
Do you have a name for the little ones that you can eat stem and all?
Shallots or shallots.
And what is a vegetable that's green and it's a pod and you can boil it, in which case it's very slimy, or you can cut it up and fry it?
Okra.
Yes. And if you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and the skin will get all...
Apple or plum?
It's another way of saying wrinkled.
Crinkly.
Begins with an S. Would you say shrivel or swivel or what?
I would say it's swiveled.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Vegetable that comes in big leafy heads.
Let's go back to that other one.
Which one?
Swivel. Swivel don't mean what I thought it did.
Okay.
What did you suggest?
I was suggesting shrivel or swivel as a synonym for wrinkle.
Well, it's shrivel.
Okay.
Shrivel is the word.
Okay, I'll be sure to explain that very carefully when I'm transcribing it. The kind that comes in large leafy heads.
Lettuce.
What's another kind?
Cabbage.
Okay. And if you were buying three of that one that you just said, you would say those blanks are very big, those...
Heads.
Well, not using heads, but using the word itself, those...
Cabbage.
Okay. If you want to get the beans out of the pod by hand, you have to...
Shell them.
And what is a large, funny-shaped bean that you do have to shell?
Large, funny-shaped?
It's flat, and it's ear-shaped.
Butter bean.
Okay, any other name for butter bean?
Lima beans.
Is that the same?
That's the same.
Mm-hmm. How about the kind of bean that you eat pod and all, you don't have to shell?
That's a string bean.
Are there different types?
Well, they're all the same type. There's different varieties.
Well, what are, can you name varieties?
No, I can't.
Okay. And then, what are different types of greens that you might eat?
Turnip greens. And poke salad.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my Lord, there's another one. I'm very fond of it. Can't think of the name.
Collards.
Collards and spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Spinach is one I'm fond of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you talked about heads of lettuce earlier. Would you ever talk about heads of children?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Suppose somebody did have a lot of children, like maybe 14. You would say he has a whole what of children?
Say he's got